Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. It could be.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew, you hold on tight, too. We're going to hear from you in just a few. The subject is, my boyfriend looks like his uncle. My boyfriend looks like his uncle. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I just moved to Nashville in January, and I found a nice apartment and a new boyfriend. My older coworker introduced me to her son, who had just gotten divorced. He started showing me around town, and after a few weeks of casually going out with him, we decided to have sex. He needed it as much as I did, but when he tried to come back for seconds, I told him that he had to be my boyfriend first. We've been dating for 3 months, and I met some of his friends, his father and his uncle. He and his uncle could be twins. They have the same hazel eyes and dimples in both cheeks. They walk and talk alike, too. I told my boyfriend that he looks more like his uncle than his dad, and he laughed and said he's heard that his whole life. He told me that he and his dad don't really get along, but he's very close to his uncle. As time went on, I told him that I stopped hanging around his mom at work because she was asking questions about our relationship. He said that his mom needs to worry about her own crazy love life. I did not know what he meant by that at the time, but I think I figured it out. The other day, I ran into his mom as I came back from lunch. She was getting out of my boyfriend's uncle's car, who happens to be her brother-in-law. I went to say hello without realizing that they were trying to avoid me. She asked me not to tell my boyfriend that she went to lunch with his uncle. Since then, she's been avoiding me at work, and my imagination is running wild. What if she has been having sex with the uncle for years and he is my boyfriend's real daddy? What's going on? Should I tell my boyfriend what I saw? No, because like he said earlier, he's been told that his whole life. Please stay out of this. You just moved here. This is not your business like this. Your boyfriend is not stupid. He's been hearing this his whole life, that he looks like his uncle. You look just like your daddy. No, you look just like your uncle. Okay, that's what he's been hearing his whole life. He might already know the truth already. He said he and his uncle are very close and he doesn't get along with his dad. Then when you told him his mom was trying to get all up in your business, he said she should worry about her own crazy love life. So it looks like what you suspect is real, but it's only new to you because you're the new person that just moved to Nashville and the new person who just started dating him. That's their family drama, not yours. So you've cracked the case, but again, I say stay out of it. Okay, now you know. Now what? If you tell him, then what? All right, they already know. Tommy, what you got?
Oh, Lord. All right. It's a hot mess. But here's the problem. All of this scandal has been working beautifully. It's been working fine. But now you finna come in and disrupt all of this. Because you done pieced it together. Now you want to say something. This would kill me about people when they find out something. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm-mm. Stay out of this. You just got to Nashville. You're supposed to be eating hot chicken. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You just got there. You're supposed to be going to Zany's Comedy Club. You just got to Nashville. You're supposed to be trying to find out what Dolly Parton doing. You just got there. The Grand Ole Opry. That's what you're supposed to be doing while you there. Uncle Nearest. Am I right? Uncle Nearest. That's the black-owned liquor. You're supposed to be touring that. You're supposed to be doing stuff like that. But now, you done find you a nice little boyfriend. Yeah, his mama done hooked y'all up. You already know that boy's daddy ain't his daddy. You know his right. Uncle. It's Uncle Daddy is what it is, okay? It's Uncle Daddy. His daddy is not his daddy. His uncle is his daddy. And we all know this. It goes on in a lot of families. It is what it is. But why do you have to go tell the boy what probably the whole family already know? Now you done caught the boy mama with the uncle. You are in the middle of a beautiful scandal. I love a scandal that's going off perfectly until somebody come in here and mess it up. This is a good thing.
Oh, you
These
do?
People had a great thing until you came along. This is good. Uh-huh. Ain't nothing like a good mess around until somebody get in the middle of it and mess it up. And there's always somebody that ain't doing it. See, the people that's doing it, they having a wonderful time. You step in and you done messed it all up. This is a good thing. Everything is good. Now you done showed up and now he your boyfriend for 3 months and you need to tell him about his family that he probably already know.
Uh-huh.
So now Uncle Daddy, he got to go on and find out about Uncle Daddy that he probably already know. He walk like him. Everybody with hazel eyes look alike. All of them do.
They all have the same eyes.
All of them got the same features, dimples. They all walk the same. People with hazel eyes all look alike. Why are you in that? This ain't got nothing to do with you, Bridget. How?
Yeah.
I can't stand it when people are in other people's business. Okay, let's just say everybody messing around. What does it have to do with you? You found a good boyfriend. You like him. He like you. That's all that matter. Then keep it going. Keep your mouth shut. Shut your mouth. Shut up.
What about his mom when she was seeing his uncle and she ran into him?
Yeah,
she shouldn't have been over there.
The mama, she probably almost peed on herself. Why? Because you in their business. Now we got a newcomer that don't know how to be quiet.
Say what now? Now what?
No, I'm just saying, people, don't put me in it. I'm just saying, some of y'all ain't never been in a scandal where you can... Go to the next person, please. Can we go to the next person, please?
Hang on.
That's why I don't do these letters. I get too it's too personable.
We'll have part two of our response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, my boyfriend looks like his uncle. We'll be back right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is time to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my boyfriend looks like his husband. Before we get to it, I just want to shout out the Uncle Daddy in my family, my cousin Marlon. Shout out to Marlon.
Y'all got an Uncle Daddy?
Hey, we got an Uncle Daddy, and he does a phenomenal job with his nieces and nephews. Phenomenal job.
So that's out. The family know about y'all.
Yeah. All right. This letter is from a woman who just moved to Nashville, Tennessee. She just moved this January. She found a nice apartment, she said. A brand new boyfriend who had just got divorced. One of her coworkers, older coworkers, she said, introduced her to her son. And so they've been kicking it. You know, they had sex one night, and then he wanted to come back for seconds. But she said, no, not until you're my boyfriend. So now he's her boyfriend. They've been dating for 3 months. He introduced her to his family, his friends, and he come to find out, looks just like his uncle. They both have hazel eyes. They both have dimples. They walk and talk alike too, and they get along really well. Meanwhile, the man who's supposed to be the boyfriend's dad, they don't get along, the boyfriend and and his supposed dad. They do not get along. But he and his uncle, who looks like his twin, they get along. So this the woman who just moved to Nashville thinks that maybe the uncle is his daddy instead of the man he thinks is his daddy. And she wants to open up this whole can of worms and tell him and let the family know she knows and all of this. And we're just saying, no, this is not your business. You just moved here. You just got to Nashville. Concentrate on something else and leave these people's business alone. That's basically where we are. Junior, you're up.
You know,
you're frustrated already.
I don't really like nosy people. What you nosy for? Why are you so invested? You just got to Nashville in 3 months. Let me ask you a question. Why did you have to move? Probably because you was nosy. You probably got kicked out where you from for stuff like this. Why do you care this much? It just ain't the first. This been going on in Black history in families for years, since the 30s. What do we care? Let me just give you a personal situation.
Uh-oh.
We just found out my mom was 50-something, that her real daddy wasn't her daddy. This ain't nothing new. My mama know the man that raised her, that's her daddy. The other man ain't. But my daddy once told me, said your mama real daddy live behind your grandmother. So I'm cutting yard looking over the fence. Somebody looked just like me, but I kept going. I ain't asked no questions.
Come on, Junior.
I asked no questions.
Brother,
you gotta be joking.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. He lived right behind Belgrade. I swear to God, on the corner. That's your dad.
And you look
That's my
like
grandpa.
Him.
The other man I thought my grandfather was my grandfather at all. And he didn't look nothing like me.
Right.
But the man behind my grandmother looked just like me. Found out his name was Jesse. He passed on. I didn't even mean it.
Mr. Jesse.
But when I was cutting that yard and I looked over that fence, we looked at each other eye to eye. And I said,
at that moment,
nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Mr. Jesse is my dad.
I didn't pursue Jesse. I ain't asked Jesse nothing. I ain't asked to play catch. I ain't asked to play no football. I ain't asked nothing. I ain't asked to go to no cookouts. I ain't even meet Jesse.
Yeah. But you
know how my mama found out? My mama trying to get some Social Security for my cousin. And found out through the DNA test, it wasn't her daddy. It was his grandfather, but not your daddy. It was the best email I ever read. She over there acting like she heart struck. It's like she heart. You been knew that wasn't your daddy. You knew.
You knew.
You knew that wasn't your daddy. It's been happening in Black families. Why are you so invested? Have you ever heard of a show called Jerry Springer or Maury Povich? They been doing this. You was not the father. Everybody moved on.
Right.
Why is you so hurt? We didn't think nothing about it. My mama never even thought about Jesse. She just went to the funeral. I found out. My mama got brothers and sisters. I got uncles and everything. Now I said, why is you down there? Jesse ain't changed a diaper or nothing for you. Why is you down? Funny Shaw is your daddy. Why is you down there at Jesse's funeral? What you talking up there for? What you speaking on? Why is you got comments? Water say, I am missing. You ain't never know that man. You don't know nothing about it. Where he work? You didn't even know where he worked at. Oh, and my gosh.
I love your family.
Think that's why I don't know why she's so invested.
Yes, and it's not even her family. But she wants to run back and tell. I don't get it.
I had my mom and my aunt on the phone. And I said, hey, you think about this. It's my mama's situation. She used to be Jesse's girl. And then, yes. Now, she didn't think that was funny at all. I did.
I went through the same thing. That's why I'm cracking.
Yeah. Everybody know.
What happened? What do you mean you went through the same thing, Carla?
Grandma.
You sound like a listener now.
My mama, the daddy, all that. All that. Everything you're talking about. Mm-hmm. We went through the same thing.
And we're not even worried about it. Yeah. That was her daddy.
Wait, went to the funeral and saw people look just like my mama. I said, what's that? Them your mama, brothers.
We never met these people.
Right. I mean, when I was 18, we got a phone call when I was 18 at my mom's house.
Oh, Junior.
You know, my dad died when I was young, when I was a baby, 1 year old. Uh-huh. And we got a call. Uh-huh. I found out I had a brother, another brother at 18 years old.
See? Y'all have missed a whole childhood.
Wait till we come back. Watch.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.